A human bird's-eye view of Mars. There have been several proposals to send people to Mars, but not land them on the surface. Instead, they would either fly by Mars once and return to Earth, or orbit Mars for a period of time. Would they at least get spectacular naked-eye views of the Martian surface? Some parts of Mars would be interesting. For example, the polar ice caps. And the bright, dust-covered regions would be seen reasonably well, although the color is very uniform. The dark, low-reflectance regions of Mars are some of the most interesting and important regions studied by our orbiters and rovers, but they would appear very bland to humans outside of the planet's atmosphere. This is because the thin atmosphere of Mars is quite bright and dusty, so when looking at dark surface areas, most of what you would see is scattered light from the atmospheric dust, and the surface would have a very low contrast. It would also appear reddish, even if the surface materials are not reddish, from the scattered light. In this example from the Neely-Patera region of Mars is a candidate future landing site. At the top is an approximation of the natural color as seen by people with normal color vision. Almost no surface detail is visible. However, with an infrared red-blue-green part of the image, we can stretch that color band to give the scene more contrast, followed by color saturation enhancement. Now, we can see a diversity of colors that distinguish different surface units: dust, sand, and rocks with different minerals.